the expectations around here were obviously higher. How do you keep the fight going when you've got now 5 weeks where you know that there's really no playoff possibility?
I mean, you know, it's a part of the game. You know, I mean, the game is, you know, we had a crystal ball, things work out, you know, to our favor, then that's one thing. But this game never works out, you know, the way any of us, you know, expected to work out. So, you know, we fought. You know, we fought extremely hard. You know, you can't take anything away from those guys because I think they fought just as hard as we did. And, you know, like I said, we got 5 games left. We're still taking it one game at a time. You know, like I said, still keeping our heads held high and continue to play ball.
The Cowboys seemed to have a lot of fun letting you guys know after the game how much you talked and how much that motivated them. What did you think of their reaction?
That means nothing. The game still had to be played. They won the game. That's that. You know, the game still had to be played.
Mitchell, 9-7, not making the playoffs. Would you be satisfied with that?
Man, we're just taking it one game at a time, man. You know, we're not really worried about, you know, any playoff contenders at this moment, and we haven't been worrying about that, you know, thus far. We've just always been taking it one game at a time. We're going to continue to do the same thing. You know, the season's going to take care of itself.
Do you think they went overboard, their reaction to the
team? I don't know what their reaction is. They won the game. I mean, you know, they have the right to, you know, be as happy as they want to be. You know, they won a game. And, you know, had it been vice versa, I'm sure we would have been, you know, just as happy. So, like I say, man, you know, it's a division rival, you know, Giants against Cowboys. I mean, you need to be ready to expect whatever, you know. So, you know, there's nothing taking any personal, you know. There's a lot of heat going on through the course of a game. And, you know, we're all football players. We're all men. So we go out there and we just play the game as physical as we can play it.
And, Trello, are some losses harder to come back from than others? And if so, how do you quantify this one, given so much was at stake?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, I think, you know, each individual needs to look at themselves in the mirror and, you know, understand what went wrong. You know, I looked at myself. You know, I know there's a lot of things I could have done differently in that game. But, you know, you take it as men. And the only way you can get better from it is if you realize it, you recognize it, and you go and you move on from it. And, you know, are some losses harder than others? Absolutely. You know, last night was a tough loss. I mean, you know, we've been preparing pretty well for these guys. And, you know, we was in position to, you know, put ourselves in a better position. And, you know, we fell a little bit short. But, you know, as a team, man, I think, you know, this team has shown a lot of fight, you know, a lot of pride, and we're going to continue to, you know, keep doing the same thing.
So you're not worried about anybody kind of slacking off a little bit with the prize taken away?
No, I'm not worried about that. You know, that's not who we are. You know, that's not what we do. You know, we're all professionals, and more importantly, you know, we're Giants. You know, we have a certain standard to uphold here, and we're going to do that.